This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Big events and announcements in Red Deer and Regina. The Pats hosting homecoming weekend. Several WHL and NHL alumni made their way home. We'll have the recap. The city of Red Deer and the Red Deer Rebels are getting some major events, including the WHL Bantam Draft and Awards Ceremony this May. We'll have more on that with Commissioner Ron Robison. And Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Jordy Bellerive is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll close out the show. The Regina Pats homecoming weekend brought back familiar faces and hockey fans together once again. The action-packed weekend featured the All-Star Celebrity Classic at the Brandt Center as Team West edged Team Sask 12-11. Colby Armstrong, the former Red Deer Rebel, was named player of the game for Team West, collecting 5 points in the game. Armstrong, now working for Sportsnet, enjoyed his time back.
It was great. The city was great last night with the military thing and, obviously 100 years and Memorial Cup's here this year, so I'm pretty proud to be from Saskatchewan and have played in the Western Hockey League, and I know how big it is here in Regina, so it's good to be home.
And it was his first time back in Regina since helping the Rebels win the 2001 Memorial Cup.
When I think of Regina, I think of Memorial Cup, winning the Memorial Cup here. That's, if I think back past that, it's like Pee Wee hockey tournaments, but, that's a big thing and probably one of the top moments of my career.
Former Regina Pats great and Moose Jaw native Ed Stadowski stood tall in goal. He was named the player of the game for Team Sask.
No, it was fun out there. I'll tell you, like I was saying, it's a beautiful thing from where I was standing, watching those guys, how they can move that puck, move to the open ice, make the beautiful pass. It brings back so many memories, and it's a good thing.
He says it was an event he couldn't pass up.
And they ask a chance to come back and be in the lineup with these guys. I mean, how often in a lifetime does that happen? So to come back and do it, I couldn't say no, whether I was feeling good or not. Now I was feeling pretty good.
The night before, he attended the Pats 2018 Honors Gala at the Regina Armory.
There's a brotherhood in the game of hockey that's real, and it's great to be part of. And there's that brotherhood and sisterhood in the game or in the military that we all, the people that have served. So from that perspective, on my side, to be a part of that is always a great thing. I had the privilege to serve with some great women and men in some far-off places, and I'm very proud to be a Canadian always and to see the job that they're doing. And they're doing it as we speak. They're in far-off places away from home and doing a great job.
The weekend also included the jersey retirement of former Pats great Jock Callander. The Regina native's number 15 was raised to the rafters to be remembered all time.
Pretty exciting, big honor, and you look at the guys that are up there, and it's pretty high standards. Very excited and just sort of shocked a little bit. I was planning on coming back for the alumni game. I was coming anyway, so I thought when they called, I thought they were phoning to talk about that. And then when they told me, it was kind of threw me for a loop. But it's a big honor. It take a while to sink in.
The Pats and Moose Jaw Warriors then met in the Centennial Classic, with the host team posting a 4-2 victory.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The city of Red Deer will be rolling out the red carpet a lot in the coming months and years. Already named the host city for the 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, the under-18 Hlinka-Gretzky Cup, two more events are set for Central Alberta, the Western Hockey League Bantam Draft, and award ceremony. Cam Moon has more with WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
Here with WHL Commissioner Ron Robison. Ron, at the media conference today, a pretty exciting time talking about all the events coming to Red Deer. We got the WHL Bantam Draft, WHL Awards, the Gretzky Hlinka U18s, the CHL Top Prospects game. It's busy. First of all, Ron, why Red Deer?
Well, Red Deer is an ideal community. When you look at the Rebels franchise, first of all, it's a model organization. Have set the standard in many ways for a level of fan support, not only in season tickets, but when you look at the level of community support, sponsorship. And that was really on full display at the 2016 MasterCard Memorial Cup, which was one of the most successful ever. And then when you combine that with the central location, a lot of things make sense for the National Hockey League. League, of course, the Ivan Ilinka Gretzky Cup, and this August, it's a perfect location for them to not only participate in Edmonton, but in Red Deer, a very close drive. And so that central location combined with its tradition of strong organization, great community support, really made it an attractive location for us.
I know there have been other events that have been in Red Deer before that 2016 MasterCard Memorial Cup, but how much did that Memorial Cup kind of push it over the top to get us to where we are now?
Oh, there's no question. I think everyone was just so impressed with the level of community involvement. The games were fully sold out every night from start to finish. I think that combined with the Rebels organization and the confidence we have in Brent Sutter and the entire organization to the city, the mayor is tremendous here in her support of the franchise. And to bring the Bantam Draft and also the awards, two significant events for the league, as you know, but also the fact to work with Hockey Alberta and to look at down the road of building out a festival atmosphere in this community and a week-long celebration that would include the Alberta Cup just made a whole lot of sense to us.
Ron Robison, our guest, commissioner of the WHL, the CHL Top Prospect Game for next season here in Red Deer. Real high-profile events, and I know it's been in Calgary in the past. Edmonton's had it. Saskatoon's had it. It hasn't been to a community, at least out west, as small as Red Deer. What helped lean things this way to put an event of that profile here?
Well, again, first of all, I think the Canadian Hockey League was as impressed as we were with the staging of the MasterCard Memorial Cup. And then when we look at special events that the CHL has, this is the market that really makes a lot of sense. Again, centrally located, easy for access for the NHL scouts. There's over 250 NHL scouts that are attending this game. Top 40 prospects for the NHL draft, upcoming NHL draft. And consequently, the logistics is really important there. But I think, the success of the 2016 MasterCard Memorial Cup really cemented, I think, Red Deer as a place where we have a lot of confidence in hosting events of this nature.
Ron, I know you get out there and you get to see games right across this wonderful league. What do you think of the season so far?
Well, it's been very interesting. You know, when you look at it, the balance between divisions is really quite different than we anticipated. The East Division is arguably the strongest. As we all know, when you look at Swift Current, Moose Jaw, Regina alone are teams that are championship caliber teams. There's no question about that. And you look at the U.S. Division dominating the Western Conference as well. And up the middle comes these teams that maybe people had forgotten about, like the Red Deer Rebels, that are really setting the league on fire. So it's really fun to watch. And this is a great time of year. This is when the games really mean something, and down the stretch we're excited about playoffs, but there's so many great games between now and the start of the playoffs. It's going to be fun to watch those races as they unfold.
Yeah, we're having fun with this one right now. Ron's been a pleasure. Thanks for this.
Thanks very much, Moon.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Jordy Bellerive is proving there's life after a blockbuster trade in Lethbridge. The Hurricanes captain has been named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Dustin Forbes has more.
Jordy Bellerive is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week for last week. Jordy, talk about what that honor means to you.
Yeah, it's pretty special. It was my first one, so it was nice to get out of the way.
You were the third Hurricane this season after Dylan Cousins and Kalen Addison to earn the honor. When you look at those two players and the other players that have won the awards throughout the course of the season, you must be happy to be in that kind of company.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it's pretty great for Addy and Cousins to get that award too. And like you said, a lot of good players have won it this year. So yeah, I'm pretty happy about it.
10 points, 5 goals, 5 assists in 5 games last week. 4-1 record. On the personal aspect, what was working for you?
I don't really know. I haven't really changed much of my game all year. Just kind of do things that make me successful and shooting pucks, going to the net, and I'm trying to move my feet as much as possible.
Obviously, you want team success, and that's been coming with the exception of Wednesday night, which was a one-off blip. But when you look at this group of late, you must be happy with the way you've seen the team trend.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've been doing a lot better since the deadline kind of thing. So, you know, that 3-3 there, we won them all, so that was good for us. And then, you know, we're a hardworking team, and we've been working super hard lately.
You mentioned the trade deadline. Obviously, there was the big trade with the Swift Current Broncos. A lot of pundits, a lot of people around the Western Hockey League thought that the season was over for the Lethbridge Hurricanes. I know within the room and within the community, everybody kind of felt otherwise. You must be happy with being able to prove that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's obviously from the outside looking in, it kind of looks like the, you know, that kind of shut us down for the year. But, you know, with the kind of group that we have in here and the character guys that we have and, you know, with our coaching staff and everything like that, and, you know, we all believe in Peter and want to make him look like a smart guy, and, you know, he made a good move for us. And, you know, it's not only a move that, you know, helped us this year, but it's going to help us a lot in the future. So, you know, we're really happy with the pieces we added.
Do you use it to prove everybody wrong with that mentality?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like I said, everyone didn't really expect us to do very well for the rest of the year. And, you know, we kind of had that in the back of our mind when the first day the new guys got here, that, you know, they were, you know, they kind of felt like they were coming in a new spot too, a new opportunity for them. So we wanted to, you know, kind of build off it right away and start winning games.
For you personally, 42 goals going into the weekend. When you were coming into this season, what were your goals in mind when it came to numbers? Have you reached them? Have you got there yet?
I don't know. I don't really try to set too many goals, and, you know, little ones in the back of my mind, but nothing too crazy. And, you know, it was nice to get 40 goals. That's kind of been a goal of mine, I guess. But, you know, I'm just going to keep pushing here and, you know, kind of add a couple more towards the end.
Do you feel this is a team that, when you look at the group, see what you've done of late, that this is a group that can go on a run come playoff time?
Yeah, you know, I think we're a group that can surprise a lot of people. Teams might take us lightly because, like I said, because of that trade and everything, they kind of think that we're done. But, you know, I think that we've surprised some good teams like Swift Current this year and had a couple good games with Moose Jaw and games like that. So, you know, I definitely think we have the ability, you know, win the first round, win the second round, and who knows from there on. So,
go back to the summertime, undrafted in the NHL draft. You get invited to Pittsburgh Penguins development camp. You sign a contract. What was that kind of whirlwind summer like for you? I'm probably the lowest of lows to the highest of highs.
Yeah, you know, obviously it started with a bit of a heartbreak there. Everyone wants to be drafted, and, you know, I kind of thought it was going to happen for me, but, you know, when it didn't, I was pretty disappointed. But it was a chip on my shoulder, and, you know, I had something to prove all summer, and that's kind of the approach I took with it. And I think everything happens for a reason. I worked super hard for it and got rewarded there in Pittsburgh. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with how it turned out now.
Jordy Bellerive, WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Good luck the rest of the way, and good luck on the approach to 50.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Special thanks to CKRM Radio in Regina for their coverage of homecoming weekend, as well thanks to Cam Moon in Red Deer and Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge. Thanks, fellas. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.